It's time.
Welcome to Price is Right. Hey, we're going to start playing pricing games here, and by the time we're through, some members of this studio audience could be thousands of dollars richer. Here we go. Here's the first item up for bids on the Price is Right. It's a catamaran. The Kayak from Dayton Marine. Twin polyethylene hulls and a high-riding trampoline deck for a cool cushioned ride. Easy to rig and a breeze to handle. It's the Kayak by Dayton. And that catamaran goes to the one of you four girls who bids nearest to the retail price of the catamaran without going over. Give me your bids in dollars because we round off our retail prices to the nearest dollar. Ruth, let's go.
$429.
$429. Lori, what is your bid?
What was her?
I beg your pardon?
What was her bid?
Her bid is $429. That's the highest bid and that's the lowest bid. Go ahead.
$450.
Nancy, what's your bid?
$475.
$475. All right, Sharon.
$300.
$300. And the actual retail price of the catamaran is $395. And you have won a catamaran, but let's hope your winning ways have not ended with the catamaran, because I want you to see what you have a chance to win now. Look right back here. This is
a new car! A new 1975 Buick Skylark, completely restyled and powered by an economical V6 engine for efficient and optimum fuel economy. It's the Buick Skylark for $75. The options include bias velvet white striped tires, front and rear bumper strips, chrome plated wheels, body side molding protection, body side accent stripes, cruise master, heavy duty radiator, and electric clock. Bob?
It's a Buick Skylark. Let's go right back here beside it, Sharon. And we're going to play the Lucky 7 game on this board. Will you open those doors, please? Now, behind each of those four panels is a number in the price of this car. I want you to tell me what you believe is the first number. If you're exactly right, you can keep all seven of these $1 bills. If you're wrong, you must give me $1 for each number that you are away from the correct number. We'll go through all the numbers in the price of the car. When we're through, if you have $1 left, you can purchase this automobile for that $1. How does that sound to you?
Fantastic.
All right, Sharon, tell me, what is the first number in the price of the car?
Three.
She says it's a three. Will you open the first door, please? No, that costs you $1. It's a four. Now, what is the second number in the price of the car?
Three.
She's sticking with three. Let's see the next number, please. It's a one, and that costs you $2. Now, you have $4 left. You need $1 to purchase the car. There are two numbers left. Let's get good and close in this next one.
Five.
She says it's a five. Let's hope she's right. Open that door, please. Well, now, let's see. You still have $2 left after paying me $2 for that mistake. Now, if you can come within just one number, one way or the other, you still have $1 to purchase the car. Think it over for a moment and tell me, what is the last number in the price of this car?
Five.
She says it's a five. Let us see. Oh, Sharon, I'm afraid you said it cost you both those dollars, but thank you for playing Lucky 7. Bye-bye. We'll be looking for our first big winner of the day after we look at this. contestant for Right Down Here. Will you fetch me one, please?
Will do, Bob. John Dunn.
Come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
John, I like your attitude. I do indeed. You came down here to Contestants Row to win, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. What do you do for a living, John?
I'm temporarily physically retired.
You're temporarily retired?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope it's temporarily.
Well, I hope so too, John, and I hope we can do something about it right now. I mean, enriching your income with a few prizes.
Yeah. I hope so.
I'd like to have you know that this is the next item up for bids on The Price is Right.
A refrigerator freezer. From Calvinator, this big 18-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer you'll never defrost again has fully adjustable shelves, twin crispers, and meat keeper. And to the winner of this refrigerator freezer goes Welch's chilled grape juice drink, cold, fresh-tasting, and ready to serve in your grocer's dairy or produce section. Nobody knows grapes like Welch's.
John, I'll bet if you're temporarily retired, you'd love to have that refrigerator in your home to get into now and then while you're lying around the house, right?
I certainly would.
You give me a good bid on it then, will you? Right into your microphone.
$490.
$490 is what John bids. What do you bid, Ruth?
Oh, that's beautiful. How about $500?
$500. Now, Lori, the highest bid so far is $500. What do you bid?
$400.
$400. And now, Nancy.
$450.
$450. And the actual retail price is $450. She got it. She got it. Play right. She said $450 and $450 it is, and you own that beautiful refrigerator.
Oh, great.
And now, Nancy, you have a chance to win this.
A dune buggy. A Bushwhacker sand buggy equipped with an aircraft-type tubing frame, completely automatic wire welded, has a Volkswagen transmission and front end from Sand Buggy Supply. It's a prize worth $1,695.
Nancy, I'd like to have you step right over here with me because we are going to play the shell game. We've been having a lot of fun with this game. We've had a lot of winners and near winners, and I hope that you're a full-fledged winner before we're through here. Now, all you have to do is tell me which one of these shells is concealing a ball. You know all about this, huh?
Yes.
And you know that we use these chips as markers, don't you? And you know that you have to win those chips and put them by the right shells, don't you?
Right.
If you know all that, let's get started winning. First prize is what, Johnny?
It's Hanford Forge Stainless from Washington Forge. Complete service for 12, carefree stainless in a walnut chest. Hanford Forge Stainless.
And on that, we have a price of $45. That price is wrong. Tell me, is the right price higher or lower than $45?
Higher.
She says it is higher. Flip it around. It is higher, and you have a chip. Where do you want to put that chip? Right there it is. And here is prize number two. Listen.
It's Seal-A-Meal. It's revolutionizing meal planning. Almost anything you cook can be put in a Seal-A-Meal bag, seal it, freeze it, or refrigerate it.
And, Miss Pennington, we want to see that price, please. If it's $15, is the right price higher or lower?
Lower.
She says it is lower, and we want to see. No, that one is higher, Nancy. But we have still another prize for you to win. Johnny?
It's a Schick Sampson styling dryer, super fast styler with unique free drying and styling settings, professional attachments and spray from Schick.
And the price on that is what? The price on that is $23. Now tell me, is the right price higher or lower?
Higher.
She says it is higher this time. Show it. It is higher, and she has another tip. And where does that one go? That one goes down on that end. All right, here's prize number four. The details, please, Johnny.
It's Childcraft, the How and Why Library. 15 volumes filled with stories, art, and music.
And what is the price, please, Janice? $175. Is the right price higher or lower?
Lower.
She says it is lower. Let us see. It is. You've done very well. Three out of four. Now, where does that one go? That one goes here. All right. Now, the only thing that could go wrong is if that ball should be under that shell. If it's under this one, or this one, you win. Should we see this one first? No, it's not there. It is not there. Now, is it under this one? No, it is not there. Is it under this one? That's where it has to be. No! Three out of four chances, and there's that ball. Mass moaning in the audience for Nancy. Thank you for playing the show. Three out of four, and she still didn't win. But we'll get a winner. Maybe next. Get out into this audience and get ourselves another contestant.
Will do, Bob. Where is Emily Wallace? Come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
When I saw you rise out of that audience back there, I knew you were just exactly what we need. Yes, Emily, you brought this whole place alive. Do you realize that? Do you stir things up like this wherever you go?
Yes, sir.
Do you? Fine, you just keep stirring them. And here's the next item up for bids on The Price is Right.
It's a barbecue. From Art Love, the deluxe flavor kitchen gas grill, patio cotton shell for the outdoor chef and for camping and picnic in portable town and country of Arkla Industries.
Emily, what would you like to bid on that barbecue?
$250.
$250. John, what is your bid?
$175.
$175. And Ruth?
$320.
$320?
Yes, right.
All right, Lori, the highest bid so far is $320. What do you bid? What was the highest bid? I thought you'd never ask. The highest bid was $320, the lowest bid was $175, and the middle-sized bid is $250. What is your bid?
$325.
$325. And the actual retail price for the barbecue is $482. And right over here. Yeah. Now, after that talk we had during one of the commercial messages, I thought you'd bid just $1 higher. What if it had been between her bid and the $5 more that you bid? But you did all right. You're here. And now here are four price tags, $270, $229, $200, and $380. And I have four prizes for you to win, and these are those four prizes.
A stereo, a dishwasher, appliances, and a fireplace. First, a Mediterranean 60-inch Dumont quad stereo console radio phonograph featuring an 8-track player plus two matching speakers, Dumont. Second, a colonial electric fireplace, genuine oak log, simulated dancing fire without ashes and smoke, plugs into any outlet. Next, from Tappan Kitchen Appliances, the new built-in dishwasher, no pre-rinsing, sanitary rinse, wash selector for pots and pans, sound-shielded tub to reduce noise, from Tappan. And finally, an assortment of Toastmaster appliances featuring the deluxe tabletop push-button oven broiler, rotisserie, waffle baker grill, family-sized toaster oven, coffee maker, and four-slot toaster from Toastmaster. And there they are, Bob.
Now, Lori, I want you to take these four price tags and go over and put the right price on each of those prizes. That is, put it on the stand in front of the prize. You see? You take all four price tags, you go over there, you put them on the stand, you come back, just step back here for a moment, will you please? And you pull this a little bit, I want people to see what we have here. You pull this arm down, and if you get a zero, then you know that you have them all wrong. Then you rush back over there and make changes, you see. Come back and pull the arm down again, hoping for four. If you get a four, that means you have them all right. But if you get anything less than four, keep running back and forth and making changes. How long do you suppose you have?
I don't know.
You have 1 week. You can go back day after day. You have 45 seconds. You have 45 seconds in which to work. Now, let me give you the four price tags here. And you look those prizes over. Take these four price tags. Do you have any questions?
No.
All right. On your mark, get set, go. And her 45 seconds has started. And she's putting the $200 here on the stereo. She's used 10 seconds so far. And she has the $380 in her hand and on the fireplace to go. She's used 15 seconds. And the $229 on the dishwasher. Pull the arm down and let's see what you have. Zero. Go back and make changes. You still have 20 seconds now in which to work. Yeah, 20 seconds. Come on. 15 seconds. Put the $229 now on the appliances. You have 10 seconds. She has the $380 on the stereo. You have 5 seconds. $270 on the dishwasher. And come back here now. $200 down in the fireplace. You have 45 seconds. And she got all four of them. And there is the 45 seconds you use right there on the watch. You got all four prizes. Flip those down and show those prizes, girls. Well done, Lori. You'll just about end up in our showcase. Bye-bye. Now, we're going to have that showcase for you after we have this. Top winner of the day. You did so well in that race game. Nancy, you're the runner-up. Each of you will have a showcase of beautiful prizes to bid on. And girls, I want you to have a look at the first showcase. Here it is.
Your showcase begins with this coffee maker. A Mr. Coffee Filter coffee maker. A coffee maker that Joe DiMaggio uses to brew a great cup of coffee. The second Mr. Coffee. And use that to make after-dinner coffee to be served here in your new living room. Contemporary living room, the Temple Collection, including a 102-inch pillowback sofa, swivel rockers, a cocktail, and two end tables from Broyhill. And to keep it looking new, Scotch Liquid Gold, the miracle product for wood care, renews, preserves, and eliminates scratches and fine wood paneling, floors, wood doors, and furniture. And as that perfect decorator's touch, this wall clock. The Bentley Parlor Clock from Paragon Design. Precision 8-day key wind pendulum movement and Westminster chimes. For mantel, shelf, table, or wall mounted. The Bentley by Paragon Design. And for your musical enjoyment, here's a piano. It's the Kimball Spinet, combining big quality tone with richly styled cabinetry that augments the technical excellence of the piano. Fashion of selected hardwoods and professionally crafted in every detail from the Kimball Piano and Organ Company. This showcase can be yours if the price is right.
As the top winner, do you want to bid on this showcase, Lori, or wait for the next one?
I'll pass it to Nancy.
You're going to pass this one to Nancy. Nancy, give me your bid, please.
$2,000
is Nancy's bid. And now back to Lori. And Lori, this is your showcase.
Your showcase is brought to you by the Price is Right Book of the Week Club. And this week's book is T.H. White's classic tale of the once and future king, the book upon which was based the Broadway musical
Camelot.
And it's into the world of Camelot you'll be going with a trip to the ancient landmarks of King Arthur's England. Two of you will fly a round-trip air coach from Los Angeles to London, where you'll begin your tour by deluxe motor coach to Western England and the birthplace of King Arthur, Tyndall Castle. Then there are the famous Druid ruins of Stonehenge and the remnants of the Roman Empire at Bath. All meals, first-class hotels, and transportation included. And when you return from your quest through ancient Britain, you'll have an appropriate treasure to remind you of King Arthur and Camelot, Excalibur. In Arthurian legend, the fabled sword of King Arthur, also known as the Sword of the Stone, Excalibur has been recreated by Steuben, truly an artistic masterpiece in crystal, silver, and gold. And finally, to the winner of this showcase, a special bonus, King Arthur's dream of a round table will come true for you with this. From Dean's Antiques, imported from Wales. It's a solid oak built circa 1860. It has bottom stretches 6 feet in diameter, and it's valued at $1,800. And this King Arthur showcase can be yours if the price is right.
Now, Lori, before you give me your bid, let me explain that although you will win the round table, do not include that in your bid. He told you that, Johnny told you it's $1,800. Don't include that. Everything else. What's your bid on your showcase?
$2,500.
$2,500 is her bid. And we will find out which one of these young ladies is our winner after this. The retail prices of these showcases, and I am going to start with your showcase, Lori. You've given me a bid of $2,500 on the showcase. And, Lori, the actual retail price of your showcase is $3,603, a difference of $1,103. Now, Nancy, in order to win, you must be closer than $1,103 without going over, of course, in order to win your showcase. You've given me a bid of $2,000 even. Nancy, the actual retail price of your showcase is $2,443 a bit. $2,443, and you're the winner, Nancy. You are the winner of the showcase. And you've won some nice prizes. Well, if you can't say that again, you have a refrigerator freezer, the stainless hair dryer, and a child's library, and all those prizes you showcase. Bob Barker saying goodbye, everybody. This is Johnny Olson speaking for The Price is Right, a Mark Goodson, Bill Sodman production. Stay tuned for my...
It's time to start the family feud with Richard Dawson next. Then, make a match with Gene Rayburn and The Match Game, only on Game Show Network.